December 27th, 2010, polling you number 19. This is Michael here at Bridgehands. Welcome, everyone. And in today's session, you'll recall we were talking about when we're missing ace queen of a suit, how to play finesses in that suit. Okay, here we go. South is dealer, and South has a fine hand in clubs 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, in diamonds 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. One for the Jack of Spades, make 16. Opening, one, no trump. And by the way, we have a doubleton heart that's worthless, but with a worthless doubleton, we still bid one no trump. If you're worried about the opponents taking four or five tricks in that suit, fine, let them. You only need seven anyway. Don't worry about a worthless doubleton, please. Okay, one no trump with a balanced hand. Pass by west, north. Holy smoke. It kind of feels like it's a holiday gift for you here, too. Counting the points, hearts, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Diamonds, another 4, makes 13. Spades, the king, makes 16 points. Bidding 6, no trump? No. We have two 4-card majors, so we're going to use our friend, the 2-club stamen bid, to ask partner to bid a 4-card major if they have one. Pass by east. Sadly, we don't have a 4-card major. 3 spades, 2 hearts will bid 2 diamonds, denying a 4-card major. Pass by west. Back to north. Sadly, no 4-card major. So probably going to ask for aces. A lot of people will use 4 no trump to ask for aces. That's the Blackwood convention. Pass by east. With 1 ace, we will now bid 5 clubs would be 0, 5 diamonds would show 1 by standard methods. 5 diamonds is the response. Pass by west. Back to us in north. What do you think, north players? Are you going to do it? Well, with a nice ace, king, queen, fourth of hearts, if partner has the jack, we've got 4 tricks there. And we do have a good fit with partner in diamonds. How so, you ask? Well, partner does not have a 4-card major in South. Therefore, partner has a maximum of 6, as few as 5 or so, maybe 4 in some instances, in the major suit. So therefore, there must be a fair number of diamonds and could be 4 or 5 clubs. So I think a lot of Norse are going to go ahead and bid 6 no trump. And it'll go pass, pass, pass. 6 no trump by the South. And it's off to west to make the lead. Now today we're going to try something different. This is going to be playing by the Waldo family. Do you remember when you were a child, what's wrong with Waldo, or maybe to your children, looking at the picture books where there were errors in the pictures? And we're going to have some things we're going to do that are not going to be quite right. See how many of these you can catch. We'll come back later and follow up and show us a better way to play this hand for both defense as well as the declare. Okay, the opening lead, the Jack of Clubs, the top of sequence. Everybody follows to the suit, and we win it with the Ace of Clubs. So we need to have a strategy. Our strategy would be we've got 3 tricks in clubs, including the one that we have taken. No way to support that suit or promote it. So there's 3. We've got 3 in hearts. No promotion on that suit. That's 6. Diamonds, we have 4. That makes 10 with the Ace of Diamonds and the dummy. We need 2 more in spades somehow. Not going to be easy, but that's where we're going to have to try to get our remaining tricks. So let's go ahead and play some diamonds. We'll go 10 of diamonds up to the ace. And we'll play a 2 of spades and hold our breath. Second hand low by east to a 10 of spades. And we are waiting, waiting, and west plays the ace. Phew, that means the queen must be held by east. So far, so good. Looking at the dummy, no clubs. We're going to continue on with the club suit, the club 10. And pitching a pointed card from north, either a diamond or a spade. Let's pitch a diamond. And we'll win it with the king in south. Okay, at this point, let's go ahead and play another diamond, the King of Diamonds. Everybody follows. We play a Queen of Diamonds, and this time everybody does not follow. East will pitch a club. Okay, let's go ahead and play a club. The Queen of Clubs from South. A spade by North. And following with a club in East. We win our last diamond. The Jack is led. And a spade by West. Spade by North. And I guess probably a spade by East. A little bit of a discard problem. At this point, we'll play a spade up to the king in North's hand. Drops the queen. We're happy about that. Boy, we wish we could get to South's hand and play that Jack of Spades now, don't we? But we have no entry. So we'll go ahead and see what happens in Hearts. The Ace of Hearts. Everybody follows. The King of Hearts. Everybody follows. The Queen of Hearts. And we pitch a black card from South, a heart from West, and on the Two of Hearts, the Jack overtakes us. We get 11 tricks. We're down one. What happened? Well, let's go back to trick one and try this again. Okay. Six no trump is a little bit aggressive, but I can see where North might be tempted to do that. Turns out we don't have a lot of aces and kings in the South end. Well, we have three, but the Jack third of spades is a little bit problematic, isn't it? We saw that. At any rate, we opened one no trump, then it went up to where the stamen ask. You'll recall the rest of the auction where eventually we got to six no trump, and the opening lead was fine, the Jack of clubs. East, you should not play the two, play the six. With a even number, play the top of a sequence, high, low, even. You want to show partner, especially with a singleton dummy, that you have four. It's unlikely that you only have two and that South has six. Okay. South, you shouldn't be going up with the ace of clubs. They know that you're missing an ace, and if you go up with the ace, that shows that you're marked not to have the ace of spades since the red aces are in dummy. So play the king. No reason to play the queen since with West leading the Jack, they're denying the queen. Therefore, East knows that it must be held by you. So play your king. Okay, after that point in time, we have to try to do that spade finesse. We saw from that we were a trick short. So we go a 10 up to the ace. And we played that two of spades and we held our breath. East. Most East don't like to play second hand high, but stop and think about this. If South had the ace jack 10, wouldn't they be likely to play that king of spades first and then another spade, hoping that East was doubleton queen? So something's amiss here, but if you're like a lot of East and just play second hand low by rote, good things can happen for the declarer. Let's see what. South, don't play your 10. Play the top of your sequence to be deceptive here. Play your Jack of Spades. And West, go ahead and win with the ace. Coming back with the club is fine. And we play a spade from the dummy this time. Spade or a diamond, one of the two. And this time we win it with the queen or the ace. Either won't matter at this point in time. So what's your play strategy going to be for South this time? Well, you've got entries in diamonds, and you've got no entry in clubs. Did you notice that? There's no entry in clubs. So we only have entry in the diamond suit. And it turns out if you play three rounds of diamonds, the king, queen, jack, you will go down. But if you leave yourself an entry, you can possibly squeeze one of the opponents. Let's watch that. Let's play the king of diamonds. Everybody follows. The queen of diamonds. And this time, East will discard a club. Rather than to play the Jack of Diamonds, hold that thought. Play a seven of spades up to your king. And we know that East was marked with a queen when West didn't win it the first time. Okay, now then. Now come back with the diamond. Seven of diamonds, pitching a club by East to the jack and a discard of a spade by West. We're in hand. Now when we play the ace of clubs, remember we didn't have that entry except by through the diamond suit. The ace of clubs, a low club by West, a spade by North. And what is poor East to pitch? Can't pitch a heart, or the hearts will set up. Can't pitch a spades, or the ten of spades will set up by South. Oh, a menace card was there all along, wasn't it? Sometimes those lowly honors can be promoted. In this case, East has no play. If they play a spade, the queen of spades, then South will go ahead and play the ten of spades and pitch a heart. Then win the three hearts, or let's go back a couple tricks. If East instead is going to be pitching a heart, now declare South is going to be leading a heart up to the ace, up to the king, everybody follows, up to the queen, and the jack falls. And the two is promoted. Isn't that interesting? So luckily, East was squeezed on this hand. I'll go back to trick one. That ten of spades actually promoted, or the two of hearts promoted. Do you see that? So in retrospect, looking at this hand over again from a postmortem, can you see what happened? The contract was a little bit close, and it all boiled down to how the spade suit was played. Normally, we don't have these aggressive slam contracts when we're missing ace, queen. In this case, it was our only play. If we had the jack, 10, 9 in the south hand, then we could go ahead and play the jack, let it ride. And if the queen was by east and the ace was by west, good things would happen. But with jack 10-7, we can't make that play. So we just have to have a low spade to our 10-jack combination. And in this case, we have to hope that east does not go up with the queen. Not an easy play for east, is it? But if we played the ace of clubs on trick one, a thoughtful east will know that, wait a second, there's two aces on the board. There was one shown by South. My partner must have the ace of spades. And if I've got the queen behind the king, I can win the queen. Isn't that interesting? And then as you'll recall later on in the hand, if we were to play our four diamonds after we did our spade finesse, is that we're not going to have entries to win our club, because there was only one entry with that three of clubs, and that was played right off the bat when the opener led the jack of clubs. So we had to leave one entry back to our hand in the middle of the hand so that we could go ahead, then cash our queen of clubs, squeezing East, who has busy cards, needing to hold on to the four hearts and the queen of spades, which they were marked with after we did our first spade finesse. Okay, I hope you got that. I know there was a lot of things in there. I hope, Waldo, you caught a couple of those points, or at least we'll have them next time at the table. And if you didn't see the squeeze play, that's okay. That was quite an advanced lesson. But if you're interested, go back and take a look at it a couple times. You may enjoy trying those when you get to be more advanced play. There's a lot to learn in this game, and I hope you're enjoying these sessions. Okay, have a great day, and thanks for coming by Bridge Hands.